Manny Pacheco, and Forgotten Hollywood is back through the audio magic of your radio. As always, this program is based on my award-winning book series, which shares Americana from the tales about actors during Hollywood's golden age. Joining me is Joe Lyons with the On the Backlot Report, as he scours movie studio lots with interesting current observations. Today, we remember the magic of the premier dancer during the studio era, Mr. Fred Astaire. He was also an immaculate choreographer, singer, musician, and actor. His stage and subsequent film and television careers spanned a total of 76 years, in which he made 31 musicals, several award-winning television specials, and issued numerous recordings. He's particularly tied to Ginger Rogers, with whom he made 10 films. Fred spent his early childhood in Omaha. In 1905, Adele Astaire developed a successful vaudeville act with her younger brother. They developed this celebrated adult career on Broadway and beginning in 1923 on the London stage. After forming a fast friendship with George and Ira Gershwin, Fred's talent was not to be denied. When his sister married and retired from show business, Fred engaged in a number of screen tests, first at Paramount and later at RKO. He was signed at the latter studio despite an assessment that he couldn't act, he was slightly bald, and he also danced. David O. Selznick promptly lent him to MGM, and he made his cinematic debut with Joan Crawford, Clark Gable, Nelson Eddy, Franchot Tone, and the Three Stooges in Dancing Lady in 1933. He returned to RKO and received fifth billing in Flying Down to Rio. It was his first appearance with Ginger Rogers. The rest, as they say, is history. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Do you feel like going through that opening number with Mr. Astaire?
All right.
Ready?
Yes, Pat.
Show Miss Barlow the routine on that opening number, will you?
I'd love to.
Good evening, Mr.
All right, Barlow. Get him in the place.
Do you know the routine?
I've seen it often enough. I'll try.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, Harry, give us the pickup on that gang number, will you, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
How does that Barlow get to take Warner's place? Didn't you ever hear a poisonality?
Forgotten Hollywood is enjoying the magic of Fred Astaire. Manny Pacheco here, happy to be with you. By 1934, the nappy dancer was on the fast track to stardom and on the wings of his ingenue, Ginger Rogers. The Gay Divorcee and Roberta featured Astaire in his signature top hat, white tie, and tails. Forgotten Hollywood takes a wonderful trip down memory lane.
Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the continental. Because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the continental. An invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the continental. Because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly. Her eyes answer your song. two bodies swaying the continental. And you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing the continental, for it's the song of romance and of love. Sentimental, you'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. And you'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. I just got an invitation through the mails. Your presence requested this evening. It's formal, top hat, white tie and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat, white tie and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dudin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas, for I'll be there putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails. Thank you. putting on a top hat, tying up a white tie, brushing off my tails. Yeah, I'm dudin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas, for I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, and dancing in my tails.
Forgotten Hollywood remembers the voice and listens for the feet of the incomparable Fred Astaire.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter wind become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile, so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine, and so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate and concentrate on you. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, that hung around me through the week seemed to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Pacheco with you on Forgotten Hollywood. The iconic Fred Astaire is the topic of our jovial examination. RKO Studios spared no expense in the compositions created by Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and the Gershwin Brothers, now that Astaire and Rogers were acknowledged A-list actors. When the movie moguls at RKO employed the concept of screwball comedy to their dance numbers, theater audiences flocked to see their new favorite stars. In 1935, Top Hat was the most successful picture of the Astaire and Rogers partnership and remains to this day their best-known work. In fact, The film was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. Follow The Fleet, which introduced Lucille Ball, Betty Grable, and Harriet Hilliard of Ozzy and Harriet fame, and Swing Time, which featured music penned by Jerome Kern, earning the Composer and Academy Award for The Way You Look Tonight. It guaranteed immense box office receipts for RKO. There was no stopping Astaire and Rogers. In 1937, Shall We Dance became the bill of fare, and it featured tunes by Fred's great friends, George and Ira Gershwin. Forgotten Hollywood continues to entertain.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off. Say laughter, and I say laughter. You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. Now you like vanilla, and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla, and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters. Cancel the oysters, for we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. call the whole thing off. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. Why, they told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. And now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. Why, they laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. And now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
The sudden passing of George Gershwin after the production of Shall We Dance was hard on the lighthearted Astaire. He was no stranger to the Gershwins, having headlined with his sister Adele on two Gershwin Broadway shows, Lady Be Good in 1924 and Funny Face in 1927. And George Gershwin accompanied the pair on piano in a set of recordings in 1926. Gershwin died 2 months after the film's release, and he was posthumously nominated for an Academy Award at the 1937 Oscars. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, way we danced till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Back with more from the happy-go-lucky topic of our conversation, the splendid Fred Astaire. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and here's a mobile moment from Broadway Melody of 1940.
watched you dance. Every dance with the same fortunate man. You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Please ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. Now you've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Fred Astaire concluded his collaboration with Ginger Rogers after the completion of Carefree and the story of Vernon and Irene Castle. They would reunite a decade later in the Barclays of Broadway, and only because Judy Garland was replaced in a last-minute decision. Both stars continued to have outstanding solo careers. Astaire worked with Paulette Goddard, Rita Hayworth, and notably with Bing Crosby. When Irving Berlin offered his tune White Christmas to Astaire, he deferred to Crosby because of his vocal limitations. But Bing hated the song. However, it became the biggest hit in the crooner's grab bag of memorable holiday interpretations. Fred Astaire's most successful films in the post-Ginger Rogers era included Easter Parade, Royal Wedding, The Bandwagon, Daddy Long Legs, Funny Face, and Silk Stockings. More marvelous standards were obviously added. I have a few for you right here on Forgotten Hollywood.
Stepping out with my baby, I can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. In my top hat and my white tie and my tails. Stepping out with my baby, I can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight. with my baby, I can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure and not for maybe that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. I never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on a knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails, in my top hat and my white tie and my tails. Oh, stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day, maybe tonight. That you should care for me. Oh, it's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care. So glamorous. Now you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So, grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. So, Manny and Steve, you're talking about Fred Astaire, and that reminds me that each generation has a great dancer. After Astaire came Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and of course, since the 70s, John Travolta has been king. But I found an interesting question online recently. How many movies did John Travolta not dance in? We know, of course, that John made his name in Saturday Night Fever as the king of disco, and he followed that immediately with Grease, Urban Cowboy, and the rather disappointing Fever follow-up Staying Alive. But I was amazed to recall that he did not dance in his earlier movie, Carrie, and this even with a high school dance going on in the gym. Of course, if you remember that Sissy Spacek version of the Stephen King book, you'll remember that Travolta was more interested in Nancy Allen than he was in dancing. Now, here's a partial list of films in which John Travolta did not dance. Pelham 123, Broken Arrow, Blowout, The General's Daughter, From Paris with Love, Old Dogs, Face Off, The Punisher, Ladder 49, Swordfish, and The Thin Red Line. He also did not dance in Battlefield Earth, but he may have done some serious dancing in the producer's office to explain why he made such a bad film. Now, I cannot confirm if Travolta did or did not dance in Perfect, Wild Hogs, Primary Colors, Get Shorty, Two of a Kind, and Moment to Moment. Surprisingly, Travolta did dance in some others where you might not expect it, like a forgotten epic called The Experts, where he tried to teach Soviet spies how to pass as Americans when they went clubbing, and Michael, where he played a fallen angel dancing to Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. Now, we can't forget Pulp Fiction, where he got out on the dance floor with Uma Thurman to do the Batman. Travolta was quoted as saying he felt he had to dance in that movie to satisfy his fans. He also danced in Hairspray, where he appeared in drag as Mrs. Edna Turnblatt. And you may recall he danced with Christopher Walken. Walken, I was surprised to learn, may be known on screen as a dramatic actor, but his background is as a soft shoe song and dance man. One report has it that Walken has done some tap or soft shoe moves in every movie he has ever made. I'm not sure of that, but it would put him ahead of John Travolta if it's true. So, Manny and Steve, all this really proves is that Travolta has continued the tradition of Hollywood dancers. And it also proves that people spend too much time online. That's my backlot for this week.
Thanks to you, Joe Lyons, for choreographing another memorable On the Backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, once again, I appreciate your collaborative efforts. Fred Astaire would also appear in dramatic motion pictures such as Stanley Kramer's On the Beach in 1959 and in Irwin Allen's Towering Inferno. But it cannot be denied that beyond film and television, many classical dancers and choreographers also acknowledged his lasting importance and influence. Rudolf Nureyev, Sammy Davis Jr., Michael Jackson, Gregory Hines, Mikhail Baryshnikov, and Jerome Robbins come to mind. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.